Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 115. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. In this week's episode, I'm going to take a look at iOS 12. I'm going to talk about some of the new features in iOS and whether or not it lived up to all the hype that we've seen over the last few weeks. I've been running it for about a week, and I'll give you my thoughts in just a few minutes. Before I get into that, though, I'd like to bring a couple things up on this show that I have been meaning to talk about. One of those things that has recently come back to get me over the last week or so is a topic that I covered about 100 episodes ago. On episode 14 of the MRP Tech Podcast, I talked about a version of Chrome OS that you can put on any computer as long as it meets the hardware requirements, and it was called Cloud Ready. And back then, I was really sort of into it, and I used it for a little while and then sort of moved on from it. Well, earlier this week, I had Solus running, on a all-in-one HP desktop. Basically, had just installed it and let it sit. I didn't really have a use for it at that point. It was a computer inside of our school's ed tech center. And I've been recently looking for a use for this HP, and I came up with an idea that we're going to use it for our sort of ticketing system. Anytime we are students are repairing computers, we're going to use this all-in-one because it's pretty where it's located, it's conveniently located and easy for all the students to input their repair requests and completed tasks using this all-in-one computer. So Solus wasn't really working out, and so we decided to wipe the machine, and out of the blue, I happened to think of Cloud Ready because the school is implementing Chrome OS district-wide, and this is a basically Chrome OS clone, and we decided to give it a shot because our ticketing system was web-based, so all we really needed was a web browser anyway. And Cloud Ready has come back 100 episodes later and sort of saved the day. So if you haven't checked out Cloud Ready yet and you're interested in trying out Chrome OS, it's very close to the actual Chrome OS based off of Chromium, the Chromium browser. And there are a few things that won't work, but for the most part, their experiences have been pretty good, especially if all you need is just something like a web browser. So I wanted to bring that up on the show. The other thing that I keep forgetting to bring up in the show is if you go to my website, mrptechreviews.com, I do have an Amazon affiliate link. And if you click on that link to Amazon and you happen to purchase something, basically what that's going to do is give me a small percentage back from your purchase. It doesn't cost anything else on your part. But what it does, if you do that, it helps you support this show, helps me stay on the air and keep me up and running. So basically, I would appreciate it if from time to time, if you're buying something on Amazon, go to my website and click on the Amazon link, and that gives me a small kickback. All right, this week, about a week ago, iOS 12 was released, and I'm usually hesitant to upgrade at the release date for lots of reasons that we've talked about on prior episodes of this show. In this case, I was anxious to start and take a look at iOS 12, so on the very first day, nervously hit that update button, let my phone update to iOS 12, just because I wanted to see some of the new features. Now, iOS 12 was announced last June, and it was just released in the second or third week of September, about a week and a half ago now. Now, I do not participate in the beta program at all. I let them bake iOS a little longer, and as soon as it released, I updated to iOS 12. And having watched the Apple event the week prior to the release, when they introduced the new iPhones, the iPhone XS and the XS Max, and along with the iPhone XR, the reduced price iPhone, I can't say that I was all that impressed with the last Apple event. In fact, I would say the last several Apple events, I've noticed the the overall production quality of the shows has been declining. And that's not me bashing on Apple, but this one, this last one in particular, I wasn't too thrilled with. But giving iOS a shot for the last few weeks, I want to talk about some of the things that they advertised and see if it really came to be. So the first and most interesting thing for me was the thought that Apple was actually going to, for once, speed up older iPhones and iPads for certain tasks. And we've all talked about in the past about how older devices can last for years, but these newer updates slow your devices down. Now, currently, I'm running an iPhone 6S, several years old at this point now, and several generations back from the current line of iPhones. And if you've listened to this show long enough, you've learned that a few months ago, I noticed my battery was dying, and I took advantage of the battery replacement option for this phone. So I got a new battery for the phone. And over this past summer, working outside, this phone took a beating. This phone was in an OtterBox case, had a screen protector on it, working near a river all the time. I'm still surprised I have managed to not drop it in the water at this point in time. But being outside in the rain, being outside physical labor, working in dirt and all these other things, the phone took a beating. And at the end of the summer, I took the case off and ripped off the worn screen protector and cleaned it all up. And then because the screen protector I used was a Zag, is a free replacement. And the OtterBox case also had some chips in it. So that was also a free replacement as well. Basically, I cleaned the phone up, put a new screen protector on, put a new case on. This phone looks literally brand new. And at one point in time, I was considering upgrading to the new phone. But, this phone works great. There's no real need to get a new device. In fact, I was just hanging out with my older brother last night, and he, for his use of computers, he is still running a 2006 Dell laptop. He doesn't need that new device. So he's been running the same laptop for 12 years against my opinions. Every time I see him, I have to say something about it. But he's running a laptop 12 years old. So why do I need to upgrade my phone to the latest and greatest at this point in time? So with iOS 12 installed on this phone, did I see a speed increase when I upgraded? And the answer is absolutely yes. The phone feels much faster. The navigating from screen to screen seems a lot more smooth. And looking back, I see just how cumbersome and problematic iOS became. And even though I did not have a whole lot of problems with iOS, just that speed increase, it really makes using a phone a whole lot easier for me. With that said, some of the other features with iOS 12, my ears seem to be tuned towards fluff lately, and I'm seeing a lot of fluff added to iOS. There's these things that the Animojis and Memojis. I'm just not into it. I just have no real aspiration of creating these customizable masks that you can use. I'm just not into it. I never will be. It's not for me. If you're the person that likes these things, then you're going to love them. But for me, I looked for them once and I haven't even since. The Siri shortcuts that have been added are really nice. It sort of monitors the things that you do, the people that you call, and you can set up shortcuts fairly easy and customize it for a Siri command. And basically you don't have to open an app, and if there's things you do quite a bit, you can just make a Siri shortcut, have Siri do that for you. pretty awesome. Group FaceTime, the thing that many people were looking forward to, seems to be delayed at this point in time to another future point in time. So I was kind of looking forward to that the most, so I'll have to wait a little while longer on this one. But, you know, articles that I have read online about iOS 12, some of the things that they say, you know, Apple Pay and Apple Cash, CarPlay, AirPlay didn't launch on day one, and they let it polish a little bit more and then released it when it was ready. And I think that's a good call. One of my favorite additions to iOS 12 is the screen time usage. Now, basically what it does is it tracks your screen time, what are you using, which apps you're using the most, and you can create limits for kids controls for yourself so that you're using your phone more efficiently and leading ultimately to less time on your device. Now, I've been sort of talking about this. I'm not really buying that for the purpose of screen time. I'm sure Apple is collecting some sort of data on how apps are used, and they put a positive spin on it so that you can track your own screen time usage. Again, something that I'm not really buying, but it is an interesting way to keep track of everything that you're doing. I'm going to dive deeper into screen time in a couple episodes from now. I'm working on a show, it's not quite ready yet, about internet addiction, and I've actually been using several apps to sort of track what I'm doing online, and screen time will just be another control mechanism I use to talk about that during the show. So I'm going to just keep moving forward. The Do Not Disturb features are really nice. You can set it in multiple different ways. There is now sort of a bedtime mode where you can just have it silence your phone, but also turns off any visual notifications so your screen doesn't come on when you're sleeping. It's pretty kind of standard, you know, do not disturb type things that we're looking for in that case. So again, there's nothing really amazing about iOS 12, but it's just a sort of an iteration release and just taking that step forward. I tried things like the augmented reality measure app. Seems to work just fine. I measured a few things in my kitchen. I measured a heater that I knew was 6 feet long. Seemed to be really close to accurate. So I'm going to experiment more with that. I don't believe that my iPhone 6S will be up to snuff for a lot of the AR stuff that's coming out within the next few months with ARKit. But for those of you with newer iPhones, you'll definitely reap the benefits there. One of my favorite changes that they made to iOS is many times when I volume up or hit the power button accidentally, I'd accidentally take a screenshot of whatever I was working on. That has gone away completely. So I haven't, I know they say they're less common, but I haven't had an accidental screenshot since I upgraded to iOS 12. It works great. Just little things like that. I have not upgraded iOS on my iPad yet. I probably will do that in another week and a half. After a couple of events I need the iPad for are over with, I'm still reluctant to update some things when I've got to have a use for them coming up soon. So your iOS 12 devices are compatible. Basically, anything from iPhone 5S and up, the iPad Mini 2 and iPad Air and newer devices. So currently 11 iPhones, 10 iPads, one iPod Touch gets the update. So I think that's a pretty good run on older devices. And again, keeping these older devices going, I think that's a good thing. I wish I knew somebody who had a really old device that they could upgrade and see just how much of a speed increase those get. So overall, I give the upgrade to iOS 12 two thumbs up. If you haven't done it yet, I suggest you do it. A lot of times I'm reluctant. but I've had zero issues with it thus far. Also recently, the latest version of macOS has come out. They're calling it Mojave. I did upgrade it last night. My MacBook Pro, oddly enough, it's the first time I've turned it on in about 2 weeks since I got my System 76 laptop. The MacBook Pro itself, I updated it to Mojave. It was no issues whatsoever. Again, I think it's more of an iteration release, just a small step forward. I can always tell how many major changes have been made based on the hardware, external hardware that I use for my computers, like my soundboard and everything. PreSonus, I use PreSonus items. They're basically saying there are no compatibility issues at this point with iOS 12 or Mojave. And that tells me not a lot has changed. In the past, moving from iOS 10 to iOS 11, when they made the big change to 64-bit, all these changes happen, and it took weeks or even a couple of months for compatibility to be okay. But PreSonus put out a statement saying that there are no compatibility issues that they're aware of, so that makes me happy. I can upgrade to the latest OSs and test them out, talk about them on the show, and all of my stuff still works too, so that's pretty awesome. So, for those of you who haven't upgraded to iOS 12 yet, definitely think you should do that just for the security updates alone and the latest and greatest features. And the speed increase is probably the most notable thing. So it's definitely flying on my iPhone 6S. Going to try it on my iPad eventually as well. So just a quick update on iOS 12 today, what I thought about it. In the future, I'll do an update on Mojave, what I think of that. Coming down the next few weeks, as I mentioned, I want to do a show on internet addiction. And is it a serious topic for you? I'd be curious to know ahead of time. I won't use your names in the show, but if you've dealt with internet addiction of some kind, let me know. Send me an email, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. And feel free to check out the website anytime and send me a message anytime you'd like. I always try to get back to my listeners as soon as possible whenever I can. You can also join me on the Discord chat server. We'd love to have you there. Again, having some really fun discussions with everybody there. It's a great group of people. Really enjoy having them around for ideas for the show. And also check out Podnuts, podnuts.com. Listen to all the other great shows on the Podnuts Network. Without them, I wouldn't be here. So I always love to give them a plug too. So thanks everybody for listening. We will see you next time.